Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I have a packed program today. I'm going to be interviewing two amazing young women from the Cambridge area. I have Jackie Bullard, who is a student at Lesley University, and then Palace Shaw, who is also a member of the Girlhood Project. We may have one more, so time will tell. So I'm really excited to promote this great girl focus, girl power program that's taking place at Lesley. I had a chance to go visit the program a few weeks ago, and it was really amazing just to see the girls in action and the students and the professors, just that amazing environment. So if you just tune in, you're listening to Talk with Marie Live on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow us on Twitter and Pinterest. And before the end of the program, you'll find out all about the Girlhood Project. You can find them on social media and possibly get involved before the year is over. So let's get a little bit of info from Jackie and our guest today. Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having us. Just to let you know, we do have a third colleague with us today. Her name's Kelsey Becker.
That's what I was saying. We may have a surprise third guest. So I'm hoping everyone will get a chance to talk and introduce themselves. Everyone has your information on my profile, but let's start with you so you can tell our listeners a little bit about you in terms of school, major, your interests, and what you do when you're not studying for your classes.
Okay, so again, my name is Jackie. I attend Lesley University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. My major is child studies and a youth track, as well as early childhood education. Other than the Girlhood Project in school, my main hobby is playing soccer. I play soccer here at the university, so that's kind of what I do outside of school, really.
That's great. And what about Palace? I don't know who's the...
Hi. My name is Palace. I am a senior at Lesley, studying interdisciplinary communications. And when I'm not... involved in the Girlhood Project or studying for school, I really like to go to museums and see art around the city. Yeah.
Great, and then we have a third.
Yep, so my name is Kelsey. I'm a sophomore here at Lesley. I'm a counseling major and a minor in women's studies. This is my second year with the Girlhood Project as a TA, and when I'm not involved with the Girlhood Project or studying or in other classes, I tend to just explore the city. I'm definitely a foodie, so I go out a lot to eat.
That's great. I mean, I know based on what I've been researching and witnessing, I know this class is not your typical class, so I'm just glad you guys even have time to do anything else beyond your commitment and the work you have to do for the project.
Yeah.
So I was reading some promo materials in terms of how the class is sort of promoted and described usually, and I was intrigued to find out what drew you to the Girlhood Project and taking that class itself.
This is Val speaking, and I was really drawn to the flyers because I was interested in a class that was more experiential. I'd never taken anything like that before, and the prospect of talking about the media with my peers and with some middle school students was really interesting to me personally. And then this is Jackie speaking. I think going off of what Kyle said, I think it's really cool to have a class where you're able to take what you're learning and apply it through practice on a weekly basis. So a lot of the classes that we take care of, Lesley, you're just learning all this critical information in the class, but you, other than on your own time, you don't have the opportunity to apply it. And I think that's what's really great about Girlhood is that we learn all this critical information, and then on Tuesday nights we're really able to apply it within the girls group, and we learn a lot of things through reading, and we're able to just show what we know through the girls group.
And this is Kelsey speaking. What really drew me to the project was the aspect of identity development, not just identity development with the girls, but also with me. So this class really helped me, like, grow and expand knowledge and really define my identity a lot more than I had before I entered the class.
That's great. I was reading it. I think I saw some old posters or flyers from, like, 2014. And the description is really interesting. You know, it's very different from other classes as well. You know, the description itself, but like, oh my God, this is not going to be exciting at all. And this is great because what I like based on the description is a lot of time you just do one thing where you just study the theories and you do all the book stuff and all the research. And I think you probably wait years, you know, for you to apply everything that you're learning. And then everything just feel like you learn it and you can easily sort of apply it and see if what you're reading actually, does it even make sense? Or what are we reading about? Is it applicable when you do the after-school program? What do you think about that? Is that?
Yeah, so every single thing that we read in the class, a lot of books that we read, like Ruth Nicole Brown's Black Girlhood Celebration and Hear Our Truths, they apply directly to every single thing that we do in the girls' group. So it's really wonderful. One of the college students in the class this year, actually, after going through the girls group for the first time, she came into class the next morning and she was like, I can see exactly why we're reading all of the things that we're reading. You can see exactly how it plays out in the groups. So it's really wonderful to see exactly how that theory comes to life in the groups, and it does happen year to year. It's wonderful.
That's great. So let's, before we go any deeper, I wanted to mention one person, your professor, who's to me is like superwoman. That's another sort of dynamics I've rarely seen in terms of really sort of this sort of collaborative teaching sort of practice. A lot of time people say it, but I've never seen it in action the way I see it at Leslie, particularly the Girlhood Project. How would you describe sort of like that relationship with a professor in comparison to other sort of interaction you've had with in the classroom with other professors, with Amy, I mean?
Yeah, this is Hal speaking. I think working with Amy has been just an incredible experience as a student, because a lot of the time the structure that's set up in university is really kind of can take you out of what you're learning, but because we're constructing this course together, it's immersive, and I feel like we get a lot out of being able to work alongside Amy and kind of be able to share our ideas and how we feel, you know, the course should run. It's just very empowering as a student and educational as well. I think it's also great how much you see on an everyday basis, how much this topic and how much our project means to Amy. We always joke about the fact that on so many occasions that we see her cry in class because of things that we say or things that we talk about. And as funny as that is, it's so amazing just to see how much love and how much devotion she has to this project. And not only that, but expanding this project as well. So she is traveling around the world whenever she can to participate in conferences in order for other people to learn more information about our project. And she's just so passionate, and to see that on an everyday basis and be able to work alongside that is truly amazing.
That's great. And I think having, again, sort of seeing everyone interacting too was really amazing, because sometimes we see it in one way and then it's not applicable. And I think being able to sort of see it with the girls, with you guys, and then sort of like in different setting where it's like it's consistent versus like only when the class is going, for example. So I think that's a great sort of unique aspect of a course I've never seen before. So let's talk a little bit sort of the official mission of the Girlhood Project. So for people who've never seen it, never heard of it, how is it described officially?
Okay, so this is Jackie speaking. I'll just give you a little background information on the project. So the Girlhood Project started in 2008, so this is currently our ninth year. It was a service learning component, to an undergraduate sociology course that Amy also teaches called Women and Culture in Society. So during that time, she really was able to identify that the Girlhood Scholarship needed to be its own course. So because of this, she developed the four-credit course called Girlhood Identity and Girl Culture, which is what our college students are engaged in here. So basically, she thought that her students, who generally come from middle-class backgrounds, had no real exposure to girl culture as it was living in communities with a different racial and socioeconomic composition from their own. But at the same time, the Cambridge middle school girls that we originally worked with were growing up in underserved neighborhoods, particularly in the neighboring communities of Leslie. So basically together we're able to make that universal girlhood and discuss it. So we talk about things like identity development, body image, how women are viewed and sexualized in the media, just any topics that arise, racial identity. So like I said, we used to work with Tutoring Plus, who was derived of Cambridge middle school girls, but this year we took a little bit of a different direction. We're working with a bunch of different middle schools in Somerville, so we're really excited about that new collaboration. This is our first year with them, so we're looking to work with them again next year, but that's just a little background on how the Girlhood Project started.
That's great. 9 years.
Yeah.
A long time. So the reading, I hinted earlier that you guys read quite a bit, and I know you guys love Nicole a lot. And I wanted to see if there are some, out of the pile of readings you have to do, so three books that you would say sort of stood out of the bunch. I don't know if all three of you would say the same, but which one would you highlight? So whether it's someone who's in school right now or someone who just want to learn a little more about this particular subject or learn more about girlhood as a whole, like which three would you gear them toward?
So this is Kelsey speaking. My favorite book last year when I was going through all the readings was Why Are All the Black Kids Sitting Together in the Cafeteria by Beverly Tatum. And the book focuses a lot on racial identity development, and it puts things in simple terms that are really easy to understand. So it's really wonderful, especially as me personally coming into the course, I am a white girl from a primarily white town in like Western Massachusetts. So my racial identity development was not that expansive when I entered the Girlhood Project. But reading Black Girlhood Celebration, oh my gosh, not Black Girlhood Celebration. Why Are All the Black Kids Sitting Together in the Cafeteria? It absolutely expanded the way that I thought about everything, and the terms that she puts them in make a world of sense to anyone who reads it, and it really helps push the identity, the racial identity development of anyone who reads it. It's definitely my favorite book.
And I would say my favorite book was Black Girlhood Celebration by Nicole Brown. She is one of the foremost Black Girlhood scholars researching today, and her book really served as a guide for me personally through taking the course and through facilitating in the girls' groups. I think that if anyone really wanted to understand what we're trying to do, that Ruth Nicole Brown's writing really reflect and kind of motivate us as a group to really be with the girls and work with them rather than focus on programming or mentoring, more so developing real relationships and creating space for girls to empower their own voices.
That's great. So we have three. So yeah, I knew Nicole was like a favorite. And you guys had a chance to talk to her, right? I don't know if it was this year or in the past.
Yeah, this year actually we did have Ruth Nicole Brown Skype into our class and answer some questions that the students had regarding her work and kind of directly asking her for guidance about specific issues that may have come up in class or in groups with the girls. So that was a really special opportunity, and you're incredibly grateful. The session was really helpful for everyone, I think.
That's great. I mean, one of the things I was happy to see and almost relieved was the fact that you guys don't back away from race and also sexual identity or sort of thinking of gender in a very fluid way, because a lot of times it's so easy to just say girls and just stick to the sort of like the traditional way of studying girls. So there's a lot of deconstruction that I saw that you guys do, but also the girls, even though they may not call it that, but they were actually doing it in terms of the way they were interacting and engaging. And one of the things I noticed is how you guys use the media to sort of have conversation about these very sort of uncomfortable and awkward topics, even for adults. So, you know, was that always easy from the beginning? Like, how do you guys sort of approach these issues that I think our culture as a whole has such a hard time addressing and recognizing?
So I think a really great thing, like you said about the academic hierarchy, within this group, we're all equal. So we aren't here to sit in the group and say to the middle school girls, tonight we're going to talk about this topic, and next week we're going to talk about this topic. This feminist group process that we engage in basically allows the middle school students to draw out these conversations and reach their own conclusions. And I just think when we use the media, it helps them a lot. For example, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we were having a conversation about body image, and we kind of moved into the way women are sexualized in the media, and we had that conversation through exploring magazines, and the girls picked out all these images of what we really saw was white females who were skinny and tall and photoshopped, and that's really what we saw, and they saw that that's how girls were sexualized in the media. I mean, in the end, basically, I just think it's an easier conversation when we do have the media to work with, and the girls also enjoy going to the media and drawing things out in order to come to conclusions and just engage in that critical conversation that we're trying to have.
That's great. I don't know if Jackie is probably the longest. If you've been part of the program sort of the longest out of all three of you, but I wanted to get a sense of if you're the veteran in the group, what have you heard from the girls directly? Because a lot of time you get feedback very instantly during a discussion, and then sometimes you hear it sort of later, I don't know if it's going to be graduation day, but toward the end in terms of the impact the program may have had on them. So what have you heard so far, whether positive or negative, about the experience?
So I am the veteran of the group, you could say. This is my third year with the project. And so the past couple of years, we've had amazing feedback when we worked with the girls from Cambridge. At the end of the seven sessions that we do, we've had a lot of conversation about how they've learned so much, and they've talked about things with us that they don't think they could feel comfortable with speaking with maybe their mom or another, like, adult in their life. So I think that's what is really great, is we establish this secure environment where the girls feel comfortable talking about things with us that they may not be comfortable talking about with other people. I mean, I guess it's a little hard to speak to it this year because this is our first year with the Somerville Middle School girls, and our seven-week program hasn't come to an end yet. But in the sessions that we have had so far, the girls have kind of said a similar thing, and they've actually given a lot of feedback about what they'd like to see in the upcoming weeks. So 1 week we were discussing identity, and then they were like, maybe next week we could look at music videos. And I think that's great that they feel comfortable coming up to us and asking us to explore things alongside of them. But we'll kind of hear the rest of that feedback in our celebration, which is in 2 weeks.
I can't believe it. It's like over. I feel like you guys just started.
I know, me too.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
And the music part, that's a big one. And again, I think that's all sort of encompassing when you think about mass media as a whole. I was kind of surprised that you guys even have music playing during the class because, again, sort of just looking at the structure of the course and then the after-school program itself, like a lot of things are very structured. And I think having music playing and for them to choose what they listen to, I was like, what's happening here? Which is really great, sort of in a good way. So have you learned about sort of like music or artists that you were not aware of that the girls seem to be influenced by? Like, who's the most sort of like popular artist they seem to be sort of, you know, they like or find interesting?
Yeah, I would say the girls like a range of artists. It's really incredible to see what they're listening to, because a lot of the times I think the college students think, oh yeah, like I'm young and I'm hip, but I know what's up. But we get to the groups and there's music that we have no idea where we're so behind. But as far as who's popular, I would say there's definitely a lot of Drake and Rihanna, like things that are on the radio. I know also one of the girls in our groups really likes someone called Bryson Tiller. I have no idea who that is, but it is really exciting. And the music is a really great opportunity for us to get to know the girls and really bring what they're interested in into the space. We can talk to them about their favorite musicians, and that's a great entry point to talking about how they represent their music in themselves.
That's
I was just going to say what I think is really awesome about the music and music videos is that the girls come in the first couple of weeks and they're lining up at the computer to play all this music, and then we create this list that we can play the night that we're discussing music videos, and the girls are listening to this music, and I know they hear the lyrics, but I don't think they fully understand them until they see it exemplified in these music videos. So after the music video week, we had so many girls coming back and be like, I don't like that song anymore because it's the way that they exemplify women and just the way that they act in their music videos. And I think that's honestly one of the coolest things that the girls take away is just how much they really start to understand the lyrics when they see it exemplified in the music videos that we watch.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I think having that sort of, I'm sure you guys have a lot of teachable moments between the music or the discussion and so on, which is really great. So we're almost out of time. I wanted to ask you guys, I know Jackie, you'll be graduating soon, and next year's going to be 10th, the program will be 10, celebrating your 10th anniversary. So what do you envision, like all three of you, where do you see the program in the next few years? Because I know Amy travels a lot, and a lot of people are thinking, oh, you know, I can envision this here, I can envision it there, but I want to hear from you guys, like, where do you see this program going?
Okay, so this is Kelsey speaking. I am lucky enough to only be a sophomore here at Lesley, so that means that I can be involved with this girlhood project for potentially 3 to 4 years, if all goes well. I'm pretty excited to know that Amy is interested in having me back next year, which I feel absolutely blessed about. But one of the great things about this project is that the model is easily replicated. So we've already had other programs use our model and implement it in other places, which is exactly what we were hoping for, that this outreach can get to a bunch of different areas. Something else that we're also looking into is expanding the course so that it's worth more credits, so that it's more worthy for college students to be taking, so that college students can devote more of their time to the project. And from there, we're hopeful that our model will be something that we can eventually expand to be larger in this community, to expand further into other communities, and maybe even on an international platform, which would be absolutely amazing.
This is Sal speaking. I think what I would really like to see for girlhood, as Kelsey kind of said earlier, is more time. I think that, as you said, these weeks go by so quickly, and it feels like a blur, and I think that it would be really amazing for the students to have more time to really develop as facilitators and, you know, strengthen the relationships that they have with the girls. I think going forward, there's a lot of potential in girlhood, and I think we're just all excited to see how it goes. And this is Jackie, and Kelsey and Alice have really touched about what I want for the girls group as well. But just speaking personally, I run the social media aspect of the project, and just with that, I really hope that we continue to engage in the outreach that we're doing currently, allowing more people to learn about our project, get a little more insight on what we're doing, and like they said, maybe adapt a similar model and just engage in what we're doing. And I think that's really cool that we can make these relationships with the authors that we read and people outside such as yourself through our social media.
That's great. I was happy to see the social media is such a key aspect, and I'm grateful because I'm always, Twitter is like one of my favorite things, even for the show. And it's for Twitter, I wouldn't even be meeting and talking to you guys right now. So that's really awesome. So we're almost out of time. So let's tell people where they can find you on both Twitter and Facebook before we head out.
Okay, so like I said, I run the social media, and you can, on Facebook, all you have to do is search The Girlhood Project, and that's where you'll find us there. On Instagram, it's the same. Our symbol is The Girlhood Project. And then on Twitter, it's a little different. It's just at Girlhood Project. But you can find us on all three social media outlets.
Great. So I want to thank you all. Thank you, Jackie, Palace, and Kelsey, for being on the show. And I know you guys are going to be prepping for the celebration, which is always a great time. I think I've been to one, but it's like after 9 years, I'm like, did I go to one? So I want to thank you guys for being on the show, but also thank you for your service and doing such an amazing job working with the girls and also taking the time to, you know, to really prioritize girlhood as a subject. There's so many other things you could have been studying and spending your time on, and you made that one a focus. So thank you so much for all the work.
Thank you so much for having us.
I want to thank our listeners for tuning in today. Again, you can find the Girlhood Project on Twitter and Facebook, and check out my profile where you can find them. And special thanks to all their supporters and the faculty at Lesley College for really backing this amazing project. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the week.
Love Talk with Marie. Follow the show on Twitter and Pinterest.